الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة القصص he said وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون which means your Rabb creates and chooses as he pleases no choice do they have in the matter Glory to Allah, and far is He above the partners that they ascribe to Him. I want to remind myself and you that it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do whatever He pleases. It is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to select from His creation anyone and anything that He wishes and give it a position and give it a magnitude that surpasses others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even with the Anbiya, He said, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ He said, we have given some of them superiority over others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the day and the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the days. Yet He made Jum'ah a day which has fadila over other days. A day which has a rank and which has a special position above other days. There is nothing special about Jum'ah except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Jum'ah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, then that day would have been a day of significance for us and not Jum'ah. It's not for us to designate which day is good and which day is bad. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose certain times of the morning and the night. For example, the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose as the time for the acceptance of dua, special acceptance of dua, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down onto the first heaven in a manner that befits Him, and He announces and the announcement is made to say who is it that wants the help of Allah, who is it that wants the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is given to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen to do that in the middle of the afternoon. He could have chosen to do that after Salatul Fajr. He could have chosen to do that at any time, but because He chose it at a particular time, that particular time has superiority over other times. And that is why the time, the Salah and the Dua of Tahajjud at that time in the last third of the night has a special significance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the months and He made 12 months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of those 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen Safar or Muharram or Rabiul Awwal or Rabiul Thani or any of the months of the year. It could have had the same, it could have had superiority and superior significance over other months. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. He chose Ramadan. And Ramadan therefore has superiority over other months. Many things happen in Ramadan. It's not my purpose here to talk about the fadila or the virtues of fada'il of Ramadan. We all know them. But just to make this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses, and it's not left to us to say that this month is good and the other month is bad luck, and therefore you should not like we have all the superstitions. People do not have weddings in Muharram. They do not have weddings in such and such a month, and so on. And they think that this time of the day is lucky, and that time of the day is unlucky. And this day is good, and that day is bad. And Tuesday is bad, and Wednesday is good, and so on. All of these are superstitions, and all of these, if they are done at a level of aqidah, are things which become bid'ah and which become haram. So also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make all the nights equal. He made the last 10 nights, and out of that, the odd nights, He made them superior. And one of those odd nights, He called it Laylatul Qadr, and He gave it superiority over all the nights of the year. Khayrun min alfi shahr, He said the ibadat in that night is better than the worship of 1,000 months. So the point I'm making is that, and I can give you many other examples, I think the point is made, that the it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose something over another, because He is the creator of that thing. No one else has that right. So therefore, anyone who decides to call something superior, to call something virtuous, to call something tabarruk, that means something which gives barakah, to consider something to be holy and pious, to consider a particular action to be virtuous or to be a sin, All of this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For someone to do that, for a human being to do that, it is not permissible unless he can justify that by referring to the book of Allah or the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not left to us to designate a day or a time or an action or a food or a piece of clothing or a particular person or a particular place to be superior to any other place, except when the dalil is there from the book of Allah or the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the finest examples of this is the Yawmul Arafah, the dua in Arafah, on Yawmul Arafah. The same dua, if it is done in the plain of Arafah a day before or the day after, has no virtue. I mean, it's dua. It's like dua doing dua anywhere else. But it does not have the special virtue that it has on that particular day, because Yawmul Arafah is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made virtuous, and therefore that dua is highly acceptable. The same dua for the haji, if a haji, of course, alhamdulillah, the hujjaj do not do that. But if a person was to make the niyah of Hajj, and this person goes, instead of saying, why should I make, if instead of worshipping in Arafah, if he says, you know, I will worship in the Haram, and I will be in the Hatim, which is like being inside the Kaaba, and I will worship there, and my worship is superior to the one who is doing Hajj, and who is worshipping, and who is making dua in Arafah, he's stupid, because that is not what the deen says. The deen has made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, the on Yawmul Arafah, the dua which is made in Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the superior to dua being made anywhere else, including in the Haramain Sharifain, whether it's in Madinah Munawwara or in Makkah. The dua of the Haji in Arafah is superior to all that. So therefore, it is not left to us to decide what is superior, what is inferior. Now, one of the things that happens is that we take upon ourselves, we abrogate to ourselves the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to usurp his power to decide what has barakah and what does not have barakah, and arbitrarily, because of superstition, because of false beliefs, we designate a particular day as being lucky, another day as being unlucky, a particular food or drink as being good and tabarruk, and another one as not being tabarruk. That is why we have to be very clear in our minds that let us not do that. Let us be clear about our intention of why we are doing something, and use the ilm of Allah. This is a deen of ilm. This is a deen. It's a religion that is based on a book. It's a religion that is based on ilm, not on superstition, not on he said this and she said that. So therefore, let us be very clear in our minds. So for example, one of the things that happens on the 10th of Muharram, Yawmul Ashura, especially in Hyderabad, is that a drink is made, which is made of milk and water and sugar. And this drink, which is a perfectly good drink, it's halal, alhamdulillah, all the ingredients are fine. And if this juice is made, or if this drink is made at any time of the year other than Yawmul Ashura, and if it is drunk, there is no problem. Whoever likes to drink that is absolutely no problem with that. Alhamdulillah, it's halal. But but the people do not do that. They make it on one day of the year, which is this day, and they consider that drink to be virtuous. They consider that drink to be tabarruk, and they drink it specially as a drink on that day, and they ascribe to it all sorts of religious significance. Now, that is what makes a perfectly halal thing into haram. That is what makes something which is permissible into something which attracts the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not restricted to that particular thing. It's restricted to, expands to anything else that might be done specifically on a particular time and so on, and considered to be to have barakah when there is no dalil and there's no proof of that from the Quran or the Sunnah. So remember that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides what is virtue and what is vice, and it was his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who informed us about this. It is not left to us to designate a day, a time, or an action, a food, or a piece of clothing, or a particular particular place on the earth to be virtuous or accursed, unless we have proof of it from the book of Allah or the sunnah of his messenger. So don't take on authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us, or be prepared to answer to him for usurping his power. And finally, let us understand that intention and timing are everything. It's not ingredients, but intention and timing that make freak juice freak. We call it freak juice as a joke, and therefore those who have a sense of humor will laugh. Those who do not have sense of humor must go and get one, because to live in this world without a sense of humor is dangerous to life and makes life very miserable. So go get yourself some sense of humor. If you get offended by by that, we call it freak juice and we laugh. So freak juice becomes freak because, not because of ingredients, but because of intention and timing. The same law and the same principle applies, that makes a gift into a bribe, that makes a sunnah into a bidah, and that makes halal into haram. And finally, getting offended when someone tells you the truth will neither change the truth nor its consequences. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and ears and open our hearts to the message of Islam and to save us from all sorts of ignorance and all sorts of superstition, because ignorance and superstition leads us into the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.